Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Mark Marley from My VA Club. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Great to be here.
Mark, gosh, over the years you've been doing so many different things. I can't keep track of you. It's always on the cutting edge of technology. For those who aren't familiar with the term VA or virtual assistant, how would you explain that?
Well, a virtual assistant is a person who works usually in a remote country. The ones I work with, they can also be local in the U.S., and they perform jobs or tasks for you remotely so that you don't have to hire anybody locally.
So this is an actual person.
It's an actual person, yeah. The word virtual is kind of confusing. I don't like the term VA, virtual assistant. I use it because it's brand recognized. People know what it is. I call them my VIPs typically. They're my virtual income producers. Okay. Because they do so much work for so much less than you pay an American. But the problem is I can't find people to hire. Mm-hmm. So it's not about replacing Americans. It's about getting help that you need.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I assumed virtual assistant was kind of AI or something. So why would someone who's local and listening to this interview hire an employee in a different country? Or kind of what benefits does this provide for you?
Besides the sometimes you don't realize the obvious cost savings, we're hiring people with bachelor's degrees and master's degrees and for about $6 an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Full time. And that's about 4 to 5 times what their minimum wage is in the Philippines. And what I'm finding is, I'm not telling people to replace your American employees you have here locally or the UK. I do a lot of work in the UK. I'm telling people supplement what you have and let the people in the United States be more project managers and team managers and let the people in the Philippines do most of the work for you.
Mm-hmm. Is this kind of a type of like outsourcing or?
It's really, I don't like that word because I think outsourcing, people think it's almost like downsourcing. Outsourcing means like there's sites like Fiverr.com and there's Upwork. You just find somebody to create a brochure or do a specific task for you, but it's a one-off thing. That's what I consider outsourcing, where what we're doing is a little different. We're actually providing we do recruiting in Philippines and provide full-time employees for you, and you manage them in your team.
Man, that's great. Now, what got you started? How long have you been using remote employees?
You know, I had Network Computer Solutions here in Warsaw for 29 years. We managed it primarily with one American employee besides me, and we had a team in 9 different countries that we worked with for like the last 10 years of our company. I learned, the cultures. I learned to manage remote people. I learned to hire, recruit a certain way to hire good people. And that's when I sold the company last year. You know, all those people went with the company and left me kind of lonely. So I started looking for new people, and now we've recruited a lot of people. And we've got sources to hire very high-end professionals now in other countries.
Yeah, well, can you give us an example of a few jobs that are common to be filled remotely, and are there any that you have that are unique that people may not think of as remote?
Yeah, your basic virtual assistant does work like sometimes they do receptionist, answer your phone, outbound sales. One of the most popular is marketing manager, where we hire people for $4 to $6 an hour, and they will do all your posting on all your social media sites. They'll edit your videos for you. They'll create your graphics, your brochures, your documents. But we also we've hired a psychologist that's licensed in the Philippines to work for a psychologist or a therapist in the United States. Can't practice and do medicine, but they can do all the paperwork. They can do the filings. They can do the billing. They can do some tests for patients coming in, and that's worked out well. I'm right now on a project where we are hiring landscape architects for a company in the UK, and they're looking to hire. And our team will do all the they do design on paper and give it to us. And we do everything graphically and create 3D images of all the landscape designs.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's pretty incredible what we can hire. And draftsmen and architects are seem like the biggest thing we're pushed for right now.
Oh, my goodness. So with all the benefits of remote hiring, there must be a few challenges. What do you see as the main challenges, and how are you solving them?
Well, there are some misconceptions of language and timing. But they're an English-speaking country. We primarily use Philippines. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest things I think that people overlook is the cybersecurity side of it. being in my past cybersecurity, I look at virtual employees differently. Mm-hmm. A lot of people during COVID were sent home to work with no security standards whatsoever, and it became a big problem. Mm-hmm. So we make sure that all of our staff that we hire, and we also do it for other people, have a secure workplace in their personal computer so that our files don't touch their files. We can't be infected by viruses they have, or if they get exploited or breached, it doesn't affect us. So we give them a secure like a secure window essentially on their personal computer that they can't steal our files, they can't copy them, they can't paste them, they can't cut and paste, which protects our intellectual property and our client's property. And then a nice thing too, if you have to terminate somebody, with one button, you can uninstall all the applications and remove all the data they have on their computer, so there's no chance of them stealing your data. That's the number one thing I think that people overlook, is you're sending your data to somebody in a foreign country that you have no control or no oversight on. Mm-hmm. And we solve that problem as well.
Great. Well, I'm sold. So if someone wants to get a hold of you to see how this would fit with their company, how do they get a hold of you?
Easiest way is just use our website, myvaclub.com. That's the easiest way. We'll have some information, a couple of videos, and we can basically, after you do that, we'll schedule a call, look at what you need in your company, and we'll try to recruit the best person to fit that role.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And if you can't remember Mark's number or anything, give us a call here at the Chamber, and we'll be happy to set you up with Mark.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Matt Boren from, well, you're from Napa, but you're also the president of KHRA. Welcome, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Scott, so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Now, don't want to take it for granted. People know what KHRA is. Tell us a little bit about what that stands for and what the organization is all about.
Absolutely. So Kosciuszko Human Resources Association has been in the community for 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. It is a local chapter of SHRM, and mm-hmm. SHRM is a global society for human resources management. Mm-hmm. And really the whole goal is to give human resources professionals or business professionals mm-hmm. Opportunities for training, networking, and professional development.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that a little bit, because for years, I think people assumed that Kosciuszko Human Resource Association was just only for human resource directors, but like we talked just a little bit ago, it's what, frontline supervisors. It's those people that really don't know any of the HR laws. They're the people that can get you into some trouble.
Absolutely. So one of the biggest ways we serve our community is having monthly meetings mm-hmm. Where we have sort of a lunch and learn model. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing in experts to go over legal updates or to talk about recruiting or to go over the do's and don'ts of hiring and firing. Mm-hmm. And you're right. That's great for HR professionals. It's a good reminder. But for those of us that's all we do, we're already drinking from the fire hose on stuff. So it's really those business office managers that are maybe wearing multiple hats,
sure.
A small business owner, a frontline supervisor, anybody who's interacting with employees from a representing the employer side really can benefit from mm-hmm. some of the stuff we're doing.
Sure. To piggyback on that, you've got an event coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, really excited about this. On May 7th, which is Tuesday, May 7th, we have an all-day conference. We do this each year. This year it's called the Engaging a Diverse Workforce Conference. And it is specifically something I'm excited about because it's a partnership with other entities in the community. Mm-hmm. So the Kosciuszko County Community Foundation, OrthoWorks, and the Chamber of Commerce are all partnering with us to really make this an incredible event. Mm-hmm. As I said, it is all day. It's from approximately 9 to 2:30. Registration, I think, opens at 8 or 8:30. Mm-hmm. It's we've worked with sponsorships to keep the costs very reasonable. Mm-hmm. It is $50 to come. Anybody in the community mm-hmm. can come or outside communities. Mm-hmm. It's really open to anyone.
That's cheap.
But yeah, exactly. Going to have some incredible speakers, breakfast and lunch. Will both be provided. Great opportunities for learning and for networking. And yeah, we're just super excited about this event. We already have 100 people registered.
Oh my goodness.
So if you want to attend, get in there. You can go to KHRA SHRM, S-H-R-M. So KHRASHRM.org and register for the event. The other thing is if you come in through OrthoWorks, the foundation, or KHRA, you can actually get a 50% discount.
Oh, wow.
So reach out to one of those organizations if you work with them, and you can get that coupon code when you register.
Yeah. Matt, what are some of the topics that you'll be discussing?
Yeah, great question. We have a keynote coming from Indianapolis. She is phenomenal. Her name is Lindsay Bacardo. She's going to be talking about how to work best within teams that are multi-generational. Mm-hmm. Something we're all dealing with is there's, you know, four or five generations in the workforce right
yes.
now. So she's got just some really interesting information, data, and just practical ways to get the best out of people when you've got a multi-generational teams. We're going to hit on diversity, but really coming at diversity from an interesting approach. Instead of saying, you know, diversity is an issue that we need to focus on because mm-hmm. I think for the most part, we all agree that it is a topic worth investing in. Mm-hmm. The gentleman that's coming to us is coming from actually San Diego, California, Chris Collins. He's going to be taking a very academic, data-driven approach to how do you actually move the needle there? Mm-hmm. As an organization that is diversity conscious, what can you do to actually improve outcomes. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be great. Have some people from the DOC, Indiana DOC hire program coming to talk about supporting employees that are justice involved. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hiring somebody with a felony, how do you support them? What mm-hmm. does that look like? What right. are some of the risks and benefits mm-hmm. in that? And then finally, the age-old topic of recruitment, going to be spending some time at the end of the day just talking about how do you put your best foot forward there, present yourself well. We all know right now, you know, we're all sort of fighting to find qualified employees, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of options out there. So really wanting to make sure your first impression is a good impression.
Mm-hmm. Where will this be held?
Yeah, so we're very excited to be able to use the Warsaw Community Church location out on the south side mm-hmm. of town.
Sure.
So they do an incredible job hosting events like this, and we'll be there in their main room with the conference all day. Mm-hmm. The nice thing, too, is we are not doing breakout groups or sessions, so the entire, every speaker you're going to have a chance to hear and benefit from. There'll be a lot of vendors and sponsors from our community there offering, you know, information and knowledge on products and different things that can help not just HR professionals, but business professionals mm-hmm. at large.
Wow. Well, sounds like a fantastic event, Matt. So for our listeners, tell us again how you register, where you go, and of course, if you can't remember this, you can always call the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we'll get in touch with you, with Matt, and the right places to register. But tell us all that
yes.
information again, Matt.
So again, please. It is KHRASHRM.org, KHRASHRM.org. That has all the information about the event and is how you can register. We also have a large presence on Facebook and LinkedIn. If you mm-hmm. go there and search KHRA, you will find information on how to register. And then if you have any questions, you can definitely reach me. You can call or text me at 574-551-6949.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt, so much. And then also reach out to Matt, not only for this event, but if you're a business owner or if you just need to know things about HR that maybe you're trying to do it all and you need some help, please reach out to Matt to join KHRA.
Yeah, Scott, thanks so much. Very glad to be here.
Thanks, Matt.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.